The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
And here we are, once again. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. I'm trying to get over a cold for a month now, but
I hear that.
I know. It's like my Sade voice. Maybe I can keep it and get rid of the cold.
We're going to give you all the commercial announcements today. Yeah, that's great. You read them nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Here we are. What are you going to celebrate? Do anything festive?
What I'm going to be doing is preparing for our chamber open house. My office is a wreck. As you can, I'm always busy all over the place.
So yes, you are.
This weekend's going to be my opportunity because, as you know, Bob, we moved.
You moved. I was going to bring that up because I know your office is not normally a wreck.
No.
But you moved to a beautiful new building.
Yes. We moved from Montgomery to 40 Matthew Street, Suite 104 in Goshen. That's where the county executive offices used to be.
Yes.
He has since moved out, went back to 255 Main Street at the government center.
They're back where they belong.
Back where they belong, along with the Department of Finance and Payroll and DMV and Annie Rabbit and all those people. So they're back at the county seat.
All the good folks are back at the county seat.
And we said, hey, this is perfect opportunity for us to move back to the county seat. So we have moved to 40 Matthews Street. We had a Collier Construction come in and
Eric.
And he's also a board member as well.
Yep.
They became partners, President Circle Partners with the Chamber of Commerce, and they have taken out a security wall. It looks completely different.
It looks
very
beautiful.
Opened up the place.
Yes, open square footage right there. Yeah.
And then we had Celia's Painting come in, and they painted our colors all nice and blue and pretty. And, you know, we have everybody, the director of membership and everyone has had an opportunity to really, like, unpack. But yet I have not.
You still got the boxes.
I still have the boxes. The shelves are undone. It's just a mess. Yeah. But it's because I'm constantly running from, you know, doing radio and trying to do live feed for people and trying to promote the chamber. But that is actually kind of a poor excuse. That's my excuse.
It's time to buckle down.
It is time to buckle down and fix my office before our open house.
Yeah, which is when? When's the open house?
Our open house is going to be June 7th.
Cool.
From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Yeah. Again, the location, 40 Matthew Street, Suite 104 in Goshen. We're asking people to come in to our new offices, meet the staff, network with us, enjoy light refreshments, really kind of get to know our space. We also have the conference room across the hall. We want to show people everything that we've done with the conference room as well. So it's kind of like an open door. Swing by, hang out with us from 2 to 4. You don't have to stay for the entire time.
Sure.
Just come check the place out, see what we've done.
But check it out. It's beautiful. I've been there. I've been there a couple of times now, a couple of meetings. And first of all, it's central to the whole county.
It is. So it really is a benefit to our members that they can actually, though they can come to us and it makes it easier for us to visit them. So it is a good spot right off of 84, right off 17, I mean,
yep.
Off of 17. And it's a great location for the office. And there's an ice cream stand right down the stone's throw from the entrance.
Oh, really?
So that's a bonus.
Just next to the ice cream stand.
Yes.
Not that matters, but sure does on hot days.
It does.
So it's you're on first floor, suite 104.
Mm-hmm.
You just go in the front and you're to the right.
Right. Right. And we actually have our logo up, our decal, so it's easy to find us if you just walk into the building.
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. I mean, it's well done, and love the colors.
They did a great job. You know, Collier Construction and Celia's Painting, and even, you know, Lynn, who is the president of the chamber, picking the colors and,
yeah,
you know, being there and supervising and saying, oh, we want this, we need that, or whatever. So I just wanted to let Harry Poor know I have his old office.
Oh, you've got Harry's old office.
I have a Harry's old office. So I have the smaller office in the corner, but I sacrificed square footage for privacy.
You've got the corner office.
I got a corner office.
That's all that matters. So the ribbon cutting, what time is the ribbon cutting?
From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
So you're welcome to come in, okay. Hang out with us, meet the staff, talk, get a little tour, and, you know, just kind of explore our new space.
And that is June 7th. Mm-hmm. And what day of the week is that?
That is, you've got me there.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a Thursday.
I'm glad you're on it.
I was quizzing you. No, I just looked at the calendar. I had no idea either. So June 7th, that's awesome. 2 to 4. I'm going to be there. I've already put it in my calendar.
Awesome.
40 Matthew Street, Suite 104 in Goshen. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We have now, we didn't skip a beat. We have a lot of things going on in June. You know, summer's here. The weather's
summer is here.
Weather is on, is great. And so we have a lot of events that are coming up.
What's happening?
Well, on June 14th, you know, Bob, we have a breakfast every single month. Yeah. So every second Thursday of the month, we have a breakfast.
Second Thursday.
Every second Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Our next breakfast is going to be June 14th at 7:30 a.m. This time around, we're doing it at Villa Venezia.
Nice.
And they're located at 2257 Goshen Turnpike in Middletown. Usually we do it at West Hills and at Anthony's Pier 9, but we have been trying to really go to different member venues. So if you are a member and you can host between 150 and 200 people for breakfast, send our director of events, who is now Catherine Lewis.
Catherine Lewis.
Catherine Lewis. So Catherine with a C. Catherine L at orangeny.com. And if you can't figure that out, it's okay. Give us a call because we do have a new chamber number.
Oh, what's the phone number?
845-294-1700.
294-1700.
And the fabulous Arlene Beebe will answer and give you all the information that you need. So going back to our breakfast, the topic for June is going to be doing business with the government. Is your business ready to sell to the government? And so this is a way of giving like tips and information. And if you are a business looking to do business with government, what are the things that you need in order to do that and do it successfully? Because, you know, you got to bid for things. There are RFPs you put out.
Sure.
So learn how to do that so that you can actually win the contract in working with a government agency. And we have our very own Vanessa Primus, who's also one of our board members from
yes,
the FBDC.
She
She's one of the speakers, as well as Lynn Cimetti from the PTAC, the PTAC program, Rockland Economic Development Corps, and a couple of other speakers from the Orange County Department of General Services that are going to be giving you information on that. So going to the Chamber Breakfast is open to the public. You don't have to be a member.
You don't.
You don't. So it's general to the public. We welcome you. Bob, this is the easiest way to learn more about the Chamber, the easiest way to mix, network, and mingle with us mm-hmm. without being a member, and then making a decision on whether or not you want to join the Chamber of Commerce. So for members, it's $25 for breakfast. Non-members is $35 for breakfast. So we welcome everyone to join us for breakfast, learn a little bit more about the Chamber of Commerce.
That's excellent. And what a big, I mean, I've been to the breakfast mm-hmm. and what a great way to meet. I mean, it's the way to meet. Today, so many people were so busy.
Right.
You know, don't have time to return phone calls or emails.
Or you think that you did, but you didn't.
You didn't. You see the people that you want to connect with.
Yeah, and we say this to members all the time. If you were meaning to, for example, meet Ed Harrison or Steve Newhouse, the county executive, you've got directors and executive directors and presidents of and, you know, there. In one location, having breakfast, rubbing elbows with all the people, the movers and shakers of Orange County.
Right.
And it's not only big business or big corporations that are there, but we also have not-for-profit organizations and small mom and pop organizations that are mingling and mixing together and getting to know each other and really making a networking connection, which is really what the Chamber is about.
No, that's very true. And it's open to non-members as mm-hmm. well as members.
Mm-hmm. Come see how important it is to be part of the Chamber of Commerce.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, again, where?
It is going to be this time around at the Villa Venezia. They are located at 2257 Goshen Turnpike in Middletown. It is a beautiful location. They do great things there. And if, you know, you're looking for wedding ideas, that's also a beautiful spot. So
yeah, it's a gorgeous,
two birds with one stone.
That's right. It's a gorgeous facility. And I like that the Chamber is now moving the breakfasts around.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think we did one recently at Anthony's Pier 9.
Right.
and of course at West Hills, and now Villa Venezia at 2257 Goshen Turnpike in Middletown. That's great.
And like I said before, if you are a member and you think you can host 150 to 250 people for breakfast,
okay,
give us a call. Let us know, hey, listen, I want to host you for breakfast, and we'll put it together. We want to move around.
No, I like it. And I also like the topic this month, doing business with the government. Is your business ready to sell to the government? Lots of times, you know, if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so you'll have the experts there to guide.
Right. And you might even be a business that think they are not ready to sell for the government, and you'll come to this meeting and say, hey, listen, I've been missing out. I actually am ready to do this.
Right.
Or if you're not ready, you'll know why. So
exactly.
And it's a great opportunity.
And there's business to be had.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Excellent. What else is happening?
Well, we started a new thing called Coffee Connection. So it's a quarterly that's going to be hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. So we're asking people to join us at the Chamber and have coffee with us.
Nice.
Coffee with the president, coffee with the staff. Our first one is going to be June 19th from 8 a.m. to 9:30. You're welcome to come in and hang out for a little bit. You don't have to be there at 8 a.m. You can just show up whenever. Come grab some coffee, some light breakfast with the Chamber, compliments of the Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to try to do this quarterly. So we welcome anyone to come in. You don't have to be a member.
You don't have to be a member.
Just
show up.
Just come in and find out what you're missing out by not being a Chamber member. And if you are a member and you haven't had a chance to make it to one of our breakfasts or one of our events, this is a way to meet the staff, learn more about the benefits and values of being a Chamber member, what you may be missing out on, and what we can really educate you on as far as your membership.
I like it. So it's like an open house.
It's like an open house. And we're trying to do it quarterly.
Quarterly. So that's a Tuesday. June 19th is a Tuesday.
You're on it, Bob.
I'm on it. Well, I have a calendar. I don't have one of those.
But it's
memories.
Radio. Nobody would know that.
I know.
So you just gave yourself away.
I ratted myself out. So it's the 19th, June 19th from what time?
8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And you don't have to be there at 8 a.m. You can just come in, hang out for a little bit, and go out. We're going to have it open for that hour and a half.
I like it. And it's a good way to if you are a Chamber member, to learn more about how to access the different services and things that are available.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to be there on hand. The Director of Membership, the Director of Events, the Director of Communications, which is me.
Which is you.
Yeah. The Director of Finance, and people don't really actually get to meet.
Yeah.
Because she's really stays in the office.
She's counting.
Yeah, she's counting the money. Yep. And the president, Lynn Allen Cione, who you see in all the different functions, and maybe if you have had a chance to actually formally meet her, this is a great opportunity. We're all going to be on hand. And of course, Arlene Beebe, who is our office manager, who people get to speak to all the time.
She's fantastic.
But she doesn't get to come to these events. So now people are bringing events to her.
That's cool.
So people get to meet her.
The connections you make. Sometimes it just takes a cup of coffee and 15 minutes to share. And before you know it, I know you'll do it. I know Lynn does it. Jillian, everyone, you know, and then the connections start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part of being a Chamber member, are those connections.
Yeah. And it's a great time for us as a staff to tag team, you know, and really work as a team for our members. We've built a very strong model on how we embrace our new members, and we want to extend that to members that are tried and true that have stayed with us but maybe haven't met us yet, and we want to be able to put their logo and their information out. So it's a win-win.
Got to get the brand out,
mm-hmm.
and there's no better staff to do it than the Orange County Chamber of Commerce staff. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you.
You really are. Well, we're halfway through, believe it or not.
Believe it or not. Wow.
Yeah, we are rocking and rolling on this this Memorial Day weekend morning.
I know.
So we're going to take a quick time out, come back with more on Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business.
For 30 years, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties has been your leading community resource for providing patients and families with compassionate physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care with comfort, dignity, and respect. Many times we hear from our families that they wish they had called hospice sooner. We take the burden off the family from medical forms to medications. Hospice is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurances. So call Hospice today at 561-6111 or go to hospiceoforange.com.
Imagine having George Washington at your side. Today, trusted advice is something we all seek.
especially when it comes to managing our finances. Fortunately, at Riverside Bank, a division of Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, you'll find experts you can count on for all your banking needs. Whether it's a new mortgage, opening a checking or savings account, seeking a business loan, or paying bills online, the experts at Riverside Bank, a division of Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, are available to provide personal service and trusted advice. They'll give you the presidential treatment. Visit Riverside Bank, a division of Salisbury Bank and Trust Company's new banking center, opening March 12th, located at the corner of Auto Park Place and Route 17, near Barton Chevrolet and Moorhead Honda in the town of Newburgh. So when you need the best at your side, make it Riverside. For more information, visit SalisburyBank.com. That's SalisburyBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 562127.
Are you having trouble with your vision? Are you constantly rubbing your eyes because they are irritable and scratchy? Many of us neglect seeing the eye doctor on a regular basis. Annual exams are an important part of your eye health. Hudson Valley Eye Surgeons have been a leader in the treatment of eye disease in Dutchess County for over 40 years, having great success in managing glaucoma, cataract, retina, and corneal diseases. To schedule an appointment, email Hudson Valley Eye Surgeons at patientshves.com or call 896-9280.
The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
You're listening to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
Barbara, how do you like that new intro music?
I love that new intro music.
And isn't that cool?
Who's the voice?
Isn't he good?
Yes, he is. Who is it?
It's my friend Justin.
Oh, he did. That sounds really cool.
He does a
so
good
professional.
Job. Yeah, so professional. Get all dressed up to read that.
I almost kidding. Feel like I should be dressed up
I
for
know,
that, right?
I know.
Oh, we are very professional.
Well, we're overdressed anyway for Memorial Day weekend, but so good. We're talking about all the great stuff, the cool stuff coming this month.
And jam-packed June.
Yeah, jam-packed June.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of J's there.
A lot of J's.
So we're just going and going. We talked about the new location mm-hmm. in Goshen. Just in case you've missed it, it's 40 Matthew Street in Goshen, Suite 104.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a sweet suite.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
And the new number.
845-294-1700. 294-1700
mm-hmm.
for anything. Website is still the same?
The website is still the same, orangeny.com, but we are working on revamping it a little.
Oh, cool.
I've been working with Interact Marketing,
nice.
And they are working in the background, getting everything cleaned up, and we're going to have hopefully rolling out a new website soon.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm very excited about that. I've been working on that for a while.
Awesome. So before the break, we were talking about the June membership breakfast on June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the coffee connection on June 19th. And there's something new coming on the 20th. What is that?
On the 20th, we have, if you've heard of the Young Professionals Committees, we have different committees for the Chamber of Commerce. So Young Professionals has since evolved into two separate hybrid groups. So it's called Masterminds and Next Gen.
Cool.
So on June 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., they're giving you an opportunity to meet and greet the Next Gen and the Masterminds at the Orange County Distillery. And this is being sponsored by Empire State Bank. They want you to come and discuss what Orange County Distillery is, and you take a little tour of that, but also learn more about Masterminds and about Next Gen and what that is, and which of those groups maybe you want to join. The Orange County Distillery is located 19B Maloney Lane in Goshen. So meet the Masterminds, meet the Next Gen. I have to tell you that the Orange County Distillery, they fit in that category of Masterminds.
Yes.
They're innovative
yeah.
in what they do. And so this is, I think, what they're trying to highlight with these two different groups through the Chamber of Commerce.
No, I like it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, masterminds, it's funny. When you get together with groups, specific groups, sure, there's networking and connections are made. But I'm sure that there's a transference of ideas back
mm-hmm.
and forth.
Yeah.
You know, you put two guys or two ladies in a room, there's a third, you know, there's that third person that comes about just by discussing things. And that's how you grow, you make connections and increase your business.
Oh, absolutely. And this is great. You have people that have these grand ideas, innovators, these entrepreneurs, and they may be doing something a certain way and they might meet another mastermind and say, oh, actually, I didn't think about that. That's a great idea. And right. That's how you have thoughts together and you network. That's the whole point of that.
No, absolutely.
So
especially
it works.
Yeah, especially some of those smaller businesses. You know, if you're doing business at home at the kitchen table or whatever, lots of times you don't get out and you get this, cabin mentality.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to get out and meet other people and see what's going on. What works for them might work for your business.
Right. And you might even find that what they're doing is something you might need to move your business along.
Precisely. No, that's cool. So Masterminds and Next Gen, sponsored by Empire State Bank. And that's at the Orange County Distillery, 19B Maloney Lane in Goshen. That's really cool.
Yeah. So I want to introduce everyone to a new council that we have. It's called Latinos Business Council.
I like the way you say that.
Latinos. And we started this in March.
Yeah.
I've invited Latinos businesses to come join us. It has been so popular. I was going to try to do it quarterly, but I have since been meeting with these businesses every single month.
Wow.
Which is great.
It is.
We're really trying to make a connection in helping Latino businesses not only grow, but also sustain their business. And we have a lot of resources. We have a lot of members that can provide these Latino businesses with what they may need in order for them to grow, to learn about capital education, to learn about financial education, to learn how to work with the government.
Yes.
So there are so many resources that are available, and we don't want them to grow stagnant in what they're doing. We want them to realize that the Chamber of Commerce is the voice of business, but not just, you know, one type of business. We're the voice of all businesses, be it corporations, large organizations, not-for-profits, and even small mom-and-pops, even Latino businesses that usually use their own money. They put everything, their heart and soul, into their business, and sometimes they hit a wall and they don't know how to move. And so we want to give them that kind of voice and say, you can join the Chamber of Commerce. You don't have to join to be with us at the council, but the more you learn, the more you meet, the more you network, the
yes.
better it is for your business. And that's what the Latino Business Council is about. I've got a great group of people that have been coming to the meetings. And so I invite anyone that's listening that knows a Latino business, because as you know, that is one of the fastest growing populations here in the Hudson Valley is the Latinos.
Yes.
And their businesses. So if you know a Latino business, if you are a Latino business and you want to join us, this is open to the public, open to any Latino business that wants to be with us. We are going to start our first connection. It's going to be June 21st at 6 p.m. at the Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union that's located on Route 300 in Newburgh. So the building is there. If you go down 300, you'll see it. I don't have the exact address, but I'll be sending out information about that. So like I said, it's our very first connection. And the reason I call it a connection is because it's going to be, we want to keep it intimate.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to actually speak to each other. We want to guide these businesses to meet the people that they need to meet and make the right connections. It's not the type of council or meeting where you kind of all cluster into different corners. We want to make it that we're going to ask you as a Latino business what we, the Chamber of Commerce, and other businesses should be doing to help your Latino business.
Awesome.
So hopefully we get a nice turnout for that. And I think we're having the Empanada Master.
Oh.
So if you've
go.
Been looking to check out the Empanada Master, he's going to be there with
wow.
us serving empanadas.
Very cool.
And it's
now,
free.
Do you have to reserve?
You do have to reserve. So if you want to send me an email at barbara.m@orangeny.com, or you can always call the chamber at 845-294-1700, and we will make sure that you are there with us.
Get you on the list.
Get you on that list.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening in June?
In June, we have members on Monday. It's back. We used to have members on Monday. We kind of put it off for a little bit. There was so much going on with the move of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
But members on Monday is a perfect opportunity for new members
yep.
to meet other members.
Good.
So if this is your first interaction, We make it very easy by inviting you to come hang out with us for members on Monday. So the first one is going to be June 25th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Come and see your new chamber offices. So we're really pushing this. We want you to come see us.
Come see us.
Come take a tour with us.
Yep.
Enjoy lunch with us in our new meeting room. Network with other members. You get to meet the staff and you take a tour. The reservations are required in advance. There's only a fee of $5. This is a members only event. So although we've got our ribbon cutting for the chamber and our coffee connection, which is open, this is a members only event.
Mm-hmm.
$5 per person. And again, it's going to be at the chamber offices at 40 Matthew Street, Suite 104 in Goshen.
You're getting good at saying that new address.
Yes.
And $5, you can't beat that.
Not for a full lunch and to hang out with us.
Who
doesn't want to hang out with us?
I know. It's worth $10.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's June 25th from 12 noon till 1:30.
Yes.
And it's on a Monday.
On a Monday. Members on Monday.
See, I'm quick. I didn't even have to look at the calendar on that one.
You got this down,
I'm
Bob.
I'm getting good at this. Little by little, by the end of the show, I'll be a pro. So what else is going on?
Well, we have, you know, of course, we always have our members, new members. We try to host mixers and ribbon cuttings for our members. So also in June, on June 28th, the Courtyard Marriott is hosting a ribbon cutting at their location at 24 Crystal Run Crossings in Middletown. And the chamber is going to be there to help promote them and do a ribbon cutting and a little mixer.
Nice.
It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's always nice to go to a member location. They kind of invite you to come in, check out their place. They do a little serving. I got to tell you, they serve really good food.
I was going
to
say.
This is the perfect time to get some stuff.
Yeah.
And really see a new location.
Sure,
so,
we go for the networking, but
yeah,
the food.
That's where it's at.
Yes.
So we welcome everyone to join us at the Courtyard by Marriott. Again, 24 Crystal Run Crossing. That's going to be June 28th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We also have a couple of save the dates. They're a little far in the future, but, you know, we're very excited about what's coming up, and these are big ones.
Yeah.
So on September 24th, I don't expect everybody to remember this. This is on our website at orangeny.com, and we're also going to be sending out reminders all the time. And if you hear this and you say, hey, I don't get your emails, send us a request at info@orangeny.com. We'll put you on our mailing list so that you can get these updates from us.
Nice.
So September 24th is going to be our 20th Orange Open Golf Tournament.
Wow.
And this year we're teaming up with the Recap.
Nice.
We are going to do it at the Country Club at Otter Kill.
Great course.
100 Otter Road. Are you a golfer?
I am a golfer.
So there you go.
There you go.
So take it from Bob. That is a good course.
No, it's an awesome course. And the food is awesome there.
So that's going to be September 24th. I don't expect you to remember, but just keep in mind, save the date.
Very cool.
Another save the date, November 17th.
Oh, yeah.
Jolly Trolley.
Time to get the holiday gift giving.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be in conjunction with the Warwick Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, and the Blooming Grove of Washingtonville Chamber of Commerce. To be advised is the location. We're going to put out more information on that, but I love the sound of this because it is the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and we're teaming up with all the other Chamber of Commerce to put together a great event for all of our members.
You guys are so engaging, so inviting. I like it.
And I like that. I love hanging out with other Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. So this is a great one, November 17th.
Very cool.
And of course, Bob.
What?
Snowball.
Oh, boy.
2019.
Already?
Already. We have got it scheduled for January 26th.
Nice.
It is the very first and best networking event of the year.
Yes, it
you
is.
You get to dress up. Everybody looks fabulous on that event. And this is the kind of networking event that there isn't a scheduling or an itinerary or a program.
Mm-hmm.
You show up, you play some casino, you dance, you eat, you dance, you eat. You know, and it's a great night. So we invite everyone again. It's the first and best networking event. We're going to add extra wows to that one, and I'm sure we're going to have Eric Maldonado come on the radio with us to talk about it a little bit more.
Just to have him say wow.
Just to say wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It.
So we're doing it at Anthony's Pier 9, and of course everybody knows that's in New Windsor.
Yep.
But January 26th, so Snowball. Excellent. 2019. Wow. I'm excited.
And we got that all in.
We did.
Unbelievable.
A lot of information. But if you missed it, no worries.
Why?
Go on to our website, orangeny.com. You can look that up. And of course, we're going to be pushing that information out every single time, continuously inviting people to hang out with us.
Excellent. Well, Barbara, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next month.
Yeah, next month. Now, you have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all created to help grow our local economy. Join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications from the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, each month right here on The Fox.